Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, bootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Morning Mystery Movie Clip in about 18 minutes. Dom at the bottom of the hour. Cut sheet part due. All sorts of goodies on the way. Dawn's final day before she embarks to Italy.
Woohoo! By the way,
yeah,
I believe when Dom comes on at 9:30, we will give away. This is a very big prize. We will give away a pair of tickets to the Rand Paul Politics and Pints.
Hey, how many?
Event. A pair of tickets. We just have to decide how we're going to do it.
Yeah, let's not do the lazy, cheesy way out. Caller 12.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Say, what kind of bourbon does Rand Paul like?
Yeah.
How about,
By the way, April 11th, Thursday, April 11th, that's next Thursday, we'll be in the Zlock Performing Arts Center in Newtown, Bucks County, for Dom Giordano and Rand Paul Politics and Pints. You can get the tickets at 1210WPHT.com. Mm-hmm. We have to do it quickly because we're a little late to the game on this, so like they only went on sale, I think, last week.
Okay.
For many different reasons. So they're selling quickly. So if you want to get in on it, you should do it now.
Mm-hmm.
Because this event will sell out.
All right. So we are actually giving away two for free, where most people will have to purchase them.
Yes, exactly. Right, but we just have to figure out how we're going to do it.
All right. Maybe Phil or Anthony can think of something in the next 27 minutes.
Maybe.
Put them on the spot. Put their brains to work. All right. I have said for many, many months, if not multiple years, that I believe the gender confusion, I don't believe you're in the wrong body. Whether you are religious or you are a science person, I think if you're religious, God created man and woman. If you are science, well, you know what? There's two genders according to biology, male and female. I think this is a mental health crisis, and it's just me based off of what I see, what I read, and what I hear, and I arrive at a conclusion. I have not conducted a 15-year-long study, a landmark study, that shows that gender-confused children actually almost always grow out of it. So is it a fad? Is it a trend? Yes, apparently it is. Now, you probably won't hear this on mainstream media because there's a lot of money for these gender-affirming care and procedures. And I have said, look, if you're an adult and you want to chop it off or if you want to tuck it or whatever you want to do, knock yourself out. I am just opposed to doing this to minors because I don't think minors really grasp the finality of what they are about to do. Studies have shown that, you know, people don't have their brain fully formed until they're 25 or 26 years old. And this study just came out, and the story is courtesy of the Daily Mail, as most gender-confused children grow out of it, says the headline. Landmark 15-year study concludes, as critics say, it shows being trans is usually just a phase for kids. Here are some of the details. 11% of adolescents reported being unhappy with their gender. 19% who reported unhappiness as kids no longer expressed it as adults. Let me give you a couple of other details here. And we actually have the level of which this trend has taken off over the last 6 years. I'll give you those in a minute. And also, which states are seeing the most frequent cases of this, I think, tragedy popping up. But you have, according to this study conducted in the Netherlands, it tracked more than 2,700 children from the age of 11 to their mid-20s. And a lot of these people end up growing out of it. So I would say, why don't you just wait through your adolescent years before you make such a drastic rush to judgment to do something to your body at the age of 10, 12, 16, whatever it is. But by the age of 25, just 1 in 25, or 4%, say they are often or sometimes discontent with their gender. So as you grow up and as you age, you slowly get out of this phase. Research and results showed at the start of the research, around 1 in 10 children, or 11%, expressed gender non-contentedness to varying degrees. So that goes from 11% down to 4% in about a 15-year stretch, going from age 10 to age 25. Now, this is also taken off in a variety of different demographics and also in a variety of states and over the course of years. And I hate taking the lazy, cliche rebuttal to all of this is, well, it's pandemic-induced. But the numbers would make you believe that this pandemic had a lot to do with this. The growth of gender-affirming surgery in volume year over year has gone up exponentially since 2018. Now, in 2018, I can't even see it because it's blurred out because we don't have a color printer. But in 2019, it went up to 31%.
Oh, you guys,
in 2020,
bitching about everything,
it went down to 13% because we were locked down. Coming out of 2020, it went from 13% in 2020 to 44%.
Oh my God.
In 2021.
That's the only statistic you need.
And then in 2022, it declined a little bit down to 28%. So you have all these people that were sitting on their phones and sitting on social media in isolation and lockdowns that already probably had this belief of, I don't like my gender. And then it got like accelerated on steroids 10 times over. And when the lockdowns were over, you know, for lack of a better description, we just lifted the gates and they come storming out like stampeders.
And it was regional.
Yeah.
You know, some parts of the country, you did not see this, where, you know, schools were open and they didn't have indoctrination like this.
Yep.
But puberty is the cure for most of these kids. And even many in the LGBT, stop their community, say that this is anti-gay. That some of these kids, first of all, they go through puberty and it was a phase.
Yeah.
Some of them go through puberty. They're actually gay, lesbian, or bi.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are many different, there are communities within the LGBTQ plus IA, et cetera,
yep.
who say, hey, hold on a second. Let them just go through puberty. Let's see what's going on here.
Yeah.
And most of all, if they need counseling, just get them counseling.
I 1,000% co-sign on that. Get them the mental help that they need. Now, and it's broken down by state here. It's about an 8-page story. You should really check this out. I retweeted the link. Elon Musk was tweeting about it as well. So you can pull it up and read the story if you want to see it yourself. It's the easiest way, because if you go to the Daily Mail's website, it might take you 5 days to scroll through all their stories. If you look at some of the states, think about this for a second. From 2018 to 2022, Pennsylvania saw an 84% increase. In Washington, D.C., there was a 122% increase. In California, there was a 102% increase. In Hawaii, 183%. Now, take a guess as to what the percentages are in Florida, Texas, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Tennessee. Spoiler alert, they are a lot lower. In Florida, there's only been a 35% increase. In Texas, a 68% increase. So why are we seeing so many increases in blue states compared to red states? Is gender dysphoria regionalized? Is that, I mean, is it like saying, well, you don't see the cold and the flu as much in this place as you do the other place? Or is it just being taught at a different level, at a different rate, and it being an indoctrination issue in our schools with children?
Yeah, it's all peer pressure. That's all it is. It's kids looking for an identity. We've all done it. Our kids, well, Don's kids are older now, but like Nick, mine and your kids will go through it too. Yep. They all look for an identity at a certain age. That's why I brought up the whole goth thing in the 90s. And you know, I was really into punk music. I still am. But, like, you know, I dyed my hair. Mm-hmm. Like, you just, at some point, you grow out of it. Mm-hmm. And you don't do that stuff anymore.
Well, my youngest is in high school. And this right now is apropos for him.
Yeah.
Because he says, Mom, the kids in this community, first of all, nobody cares, number one. Number two, he says, they're the coolest kids. They're the most popular kids, to Greg's point.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I mean,
oh, and, the ones who are
with the dyed hair and the whole identity thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They're the cool kids, just like the goth kids were the cool kids, and the you know what I mean.
Well, were the goth kids the cool kids, or were we the ones looking at the goth kids saying something's wrong there?
Well, it depends on where. Yeah, it depends on, I guess, where you were.
I would say those in the trans community now that go through school. I mean they are we just talked about it on Monday coming out of Trans Visibility Day. I mean, they get 145 days a year. And this is a group of people that accounts for about 1% mm-hmm. of the population, and they're celebrated 45% of the calendar year. I've never seen a dichotomy, a breakdown where the smallest sliver of a community is celebrated like the masses. And what? We have 340 million. I saw this yesterday. 340 some million Americans. There are 210 million Americans that are either Christian or Catholic. And yet the largest group of a religious group is now demonized and ridiculed. It's bizarro world what we're doing here. Is we're lifting up 1%, saying they're always under attack and celebrating them constantly when, to your point, what you just said, it's the new trendy, cool thing to do, right? For the most part.
Yeah, and the kids don't care. There are clubs. There are, you know, at David's school, I'll say, you know, Germantown Academy, they have on Veterans Day, you couldn't believe how many flags were out. They have the Travis Manion, right? Because they have a club. The Travis Manion founded it. They're very active.
Yep.
They celebrated veterans. You wouldn't believe how many flags they put across the campus. They also have the Pride Day. They have an upcoming picnic day where privately families are getting together. Good for them.
Yep.
They do it all. The Catholic club, the Christian club, the Jewish club, the Muslim, you know what I mean? So it's a private school. They, you know, they say, if you want to have your private event in your club and so on, and they do the proper, you know, checks of anybody who's volunteering, I think that's fantastic. Have your club, do your thing, but they treat everybody equally.
Mm-hmm. I want to overreact, and I don't want to overreact in two cents, because I remember everybody, you know, with the punk kids or the goth kids with the piercings and the black hair and the dyed makeup. Hair. Everybody's like, oh, they must be depressed. Oh, are they suicidal? Oh, why are they so, you know what I mean? Like, there was a stigma put on them. The problem with this trend is that they're literally getting surgery to remove body parts.
We're taking it to a next level.
It's the next level of this. So yeah, on the one side, you want to be supportive and say, hey, you know, we've all gone through phases in our lives. They'll mm-hmm. grow out of it.
Yeah.
But the problem is now is that parents are putting them on puberty blockers, and they're in some absurd cases, they're letting them chop off body parts.
Yeah, if you were doing the goth thing in 1994, all you had to do is go home, jump in the shower, and wash it off.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. That's not how this works these days.
Yeah.
So on one hand, yes, it's a generation of kids that want to express themselves. But on the other hand, it's the measures that they're going through to do this are scary.
It really is. 855-839-1210, the phone number. Morning Mystery Movie Clip in about 5 minutes. Our buddy Dom Giordano coming up at 9:30 as we continue here on Kale & Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
My kitchen is the heart of my home. We all gather around, whether it's family meal time, say a prayer first, eat some good food, or get-togethers like this past weekend, Easter weekend, getting everybody and extended family together. You know, if your kitchen or bath may be a little outdated, maybe it's that dark wallpaper or the cabinets that are just a little bit too dark and outdated. You know what you need? Kitchen Magic. They make it so easy. Kitchen Magic. They're local, Pennsylvania, family owned and operated since 1979. So easy to deal with. Just schedule your free in-home design consultation. Do this today and bring your kitchen or your bath back to life. Kitchen Magic is the full service remodeler I trust to quickly, beautifully, affordably transform your kitchen or your bathroom. So right now they're offering 12 months, no payments, no interest financing, plus 10% off your entire remodel. Just visit them, kitchenmagic.com, kitchenmagic.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale & Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Thursday morning. Here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, our buddy Dom coming up at the bottom of the hour. Dawn's Big Three in just a moment. Your opportunity to scoop up a pair of tickets for Politics and Pints.
Woohoo!
We'll tell you about how you can score those highly coveted tickets, which are not cheap. You're going to buy them. You're going to shell out some bucks for it. Get them for free. We're going to tell you how coming up very, very shortly. But right now, we have more stuff to give away for free because it's time for our morning mystery movie clip.
And now, the morning mystery movie clip on Kalen Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Your men sacked the Temple of Apollo, yes?
You want gold? Take it. It's my gift. To honor your courage, take what you wish.
I already have. Alpharius! Hemon!
The spoils of war. No argument with you, brothers, but if you don't release her, you'll never see home again. Decide.
Guards!
Stop! Too many men have died today. If killing is your only talent, that's your curse.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Oh, once again, today we have a digital movie download for The Iron Claw from the studio that brought you Uncut Gems comes The Iron Claw. The unbelievable true story of the Von Erich brothers who built a wrestling dynasty, starring Zac Efron and Jeremy Allen White. Get The Iron Claw on Blu-ray and DVD from A24 and Lionsgate Entertainment. Caller 12, 855-839-1210. Good luck, and we'll see if we get our winner here in the next couple of minutes. Dom in about 6 minutes. Right now, time for Dawn Stensland's Big 3 at 924.
It's the Big 3 at 9 on Kalen Company.
So, what will keep away your nightmares? The boogeyman.
Uh-oh.
Your greatest fears.
A bourbon before you sleep?
No. That will actually spike your blood sugar in about 3 to 4 hours after going to sleep and wake you up in the night.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Got it, got it, Nick?
You know, I've been wondering about these 2 a.m. wake-ups I've been having.
Yep, don't have it. So here's the deal. A run a day or exercising may keep those nightmares away. A new study says exercising daily can greatly reduce the amount of time you spend dreaming, especially those in nightmares, every night. And so when you got at least 60 minutes of physical activity, that could even be a brisk walk up and down stairs. And it doesn't have to be 60 minutes all at once.
Right.
It could be just counting your steps. But exercising reduced the amount of time people spent in the period of sleep, which dreams take place, and nightmares, called the REM sleep. So you have a higher quality REM.
Do you guys remember your dreams?
Yes.
I was just going to say, I dream. I dream every night.
Everybody does.
Every night. And I can recall them, too.
Yeah. I can't. Last night, I will say this, and you know what is one of my biggest pet peeves is when somebody tells you a long-winded story about their dream, and you're like, okay, cool.
And it sucked.
Cool. And it's just like, okay. All right. But last night, I had a dream. I'm going to be one of those people right now. Last night, I had a dream that I showed up to the show. It shows you what's on my mind 24 hours a day.
And you were naked?
I showed up to the show, like, late. It was like 5:58. And there was...
We start at 6 a.m.!
And there was a live studio audience of about 300 people. And the market manager and all the bigwigs were, like, sitting there waiting for me. I'm like, what are we... Like, you planned this. It's a live show, and you're not ready for it. That was my dream last night. Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry.
Now, were you nervous in front of a crowd of 300 people?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm never nervous. No. Sorry, Dawn.
Wow, I love it.
Yeah. When's the last time any of you had a nightmare, though? I can't tell you the last time I had a nightmare. And what constitutes a nightmare? Seeing your mother-in-law in your dream? I don't know. We need more clarity here.
So, that's a sin.
Sometimes I don't remember what it is, but I'll just wake up and my heart's racing. And I'm
really?
Just like, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, maybe let's talk about junk food. We talk about health. So those junk food brands are being highly criticized for cashing in. You talked about Lizzo earlier and body positivity. Mm. And so dietitians and many researchers are saying that on one hand, some of these like Cheerios, toasted oats, oh, they're so, let's talk about body positivity. It's so healthy for you. And then they're really promoting sugar-filled cereals.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, red dyes under fire, those red dyes, still legal in the United States of America.
Okay.
Not legal in the UK.
All right.
Junk food giants are being heavily criticized. Anywhere from Cocoa Buffs, Golden Grahams, even Annie's Mac and Cheese,
mm-hmm.
accused of cynical advertising techniques and tactics.
Interesting.
And that it's actually, they say, unhealthy, mm-hmm. sugary, high in carbs.
Okay. Well, there was a rumor for years when I was a kid in the 90s that Mountain Dew had Yellow 5 in it. And there was the, everybody would, I don't know where this started, it might just be an urban legend, that if you drank too much Mountain Dew as a man, it would reduce your sperm count.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I don't know if that's true or not, but
you shouldn't drink Mountain Dew anyway.
No, it's going to kill you.
I mean, just look at the color of it. Nothing natural is that color.
There's also a study that says being pregnant ages a woman by about 2 years.
Yeah, it's true.
But wow. There is a way to turn back time.
Really?
So the latest study, this is Yale Child Study Center, says have your baby. A woman can reverse her biological age by 8 years by giving birth. So I wonder if they mean, though I was trying to read through this, If you reverse the age by 8 years, but it aged you to be pregnant, so is that a net win of 6 years?
Hold on, let me get my calculator. You know, I thought Marissa Tomei was saying her biological clock was ticking in My Cousin Vinny. Now we can turn back the clock?
Yes, that having babies actually turns back the clock, and you actually... So I have two kids, so that reverses my age by 16 years.
There we go.
That's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
Yeah.
You're 24 again, Dawn.
That's right, baby.
I'm calling this fake science. I challenge the whole study here.
You know what I wonder, though? I do wonder, because all of these studies are saying that worldwide people are having less kids, and we have a real problem here worldwide because of population issues that only in parts of like Tonga and a few places like Niger and Africa are actually breaking even. In other words, two kids plus.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else in the world is either not having kids or only having one.
It's too expensive to have children nowadays.
So I wonder if this is the antithesis now, because we're talking about the abortion debate in America and all this birth control stuff.
Yeah.
On the other hand, are places like Yale going to start pushing the fact, have your baby? It makes you younger. It reverses mm-hmm. the aging process. I saw that study and I thought, I have never seen a study that says
it's
that.
Unbelievable.
Right? Yeah. It reverses your age by 8 years.
Yeah. I don't condone marriage or having children, by the way.
Now where people will have kids now because they get more checks when they have more kids. Now they'll have more kids because like it reduces the aging process. So more unwanted kids. Great.
Yeah.
Sorry.
They're all wanted. But is this, I don't know, is it something new? Is it a new trend that we're, you know, we talk all the time about suburban women and all, does this appeal to the very, you know, demographic that we're talking about a lot?
That's a good point.
Inquiring minds want to know. I just did all different stuff. Health
Thank you.
And fitness.
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll come back and we'll get to Dom. Woo-hoo. We've got our morning mystery movie clip winner as well. It's Kale and Company on Thursday morning.
What?
They're there.
Oh, all right. Keith is in Percy.
Sorry, Nick.
Keith, go right ahead. What movie clip did we play for you, buddy?
Yes, sir. That movie is Troy.
That is correct. Troy. 2004. Came out 20 years ago today. Congratulations, Keith. You got the digital movie download for the Von Erich brothers.
Thanks, sir.
You are welcome, Keith. Keith in Percy. And Dom is coming up next. Dom time, 2.5 hours earlier than normal. And we're back after this. Stay right there.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Thursday morning, Nick, Dawn, Greg, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Get us on the free Odyssey app. Watch us live on YouTube. And right now, there's a big event just 1 week away coming up Thursday, April 11th. at 7 p.m. at the Zlock Performing Arts Center in Bucks County at Bucks County Community College. It will be the debut of Politics and Pints. Right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, as our very own Dom Giordano will be joined by the great Senator Rand Paul. And Dom is with us, and he's with us via Zoom this morning. Good morning, Dom. How are you, sir?
The Dom Dome.
Great, Nick. This is Speaker Series with a bar. Congrats to Greg Stocker's vision with this. And I hope that you'll be there at the bar along with me and Rand Paul. And we'll see if Rand Paul can hold his alcohol when we talk about it.
Well, I would love to be a part of it. If you need somebody to introduce you and bring you up on stage and, you know, fire up the crowd, whatever you need, I will absolutely be there, because outside of sports and gambling and golf, the two things I love the most are cocktails and politics. So this is right up my alley. I'm going to be like a P1, Dom. I'm going to be sitting there rooting you guys on.
Well, Rand Paul's like about an 8 handicap or so, apparently, Nick. So we'll get a few tips from him. He plays with Trump and others. I've been invited to play with him. It hasn't worked out yet, but we're working on it.
So not only can Dom take money from me on the golf course, Rand Paul can do the same as
imagine
well.
Imagine that.
I feel like I'm being hustled here. But yeah. But Dom, obviously, Rand Paul's got a book coming out with, obviously, Anthony Fauci. The book is Deception, the Great COVID Cover-Up. So your thoughts, I'm not sure if you've had the privilege of reading the book yet or an advanced copy, but talk
it's out, I think.
Is it out already?
I believe so.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's out. It's out, Nick. Yeah, I have. And again, people like Bill Maher recommend this book, and people across the spectrum. Rand Paul believes that Anthony Fauci, even at this point, should be in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And those battles back and forth with Fauci by a guy who's a doctor, admittedly an eye doctor, it took it to a new level. And Fauci didn't like it. He's complaining about all kinds of threats he gets, etc. This guy, Nick Fauci, ran billions and billions of dollars. He was untrammeled until we started to see Rand Paul take this apart. And I believe we need a COVID commission to get to the bottom of this so that it doesn't happen again. But we'll also talk with Rand Paul about a wide variety of things, about Trump, of course, the election. And I'm going to debate him, even though I admire the guy second to none, on TikTok.
Oh, no.
Ah, that's right. You did tease that a few weeks ago during Radiothon that you were going to spar with him over that issue.
I'm going down with the ship. I might be booed there for that, but I do believe TikTok should be diverted. Rand does not. And Nick, when you get a person, I'm sure you've had this maybe in sports where you admire him 99%, but there's something fun to spar with him.
Sure.
That's the enjoyment of it.
By the way, Dom, we have heard, and I asked his people about what kind of bourbon he drinks. No response yet, but I've heard one of the lovely people in the YouTube chat told us that he drinks Woodford Reserve. He said that back in an interview. So I will have a bottle of Woodford Reserve backstage, unless he tells me differently. And I expect a Dom Giordano, Rand Paul shot. Can we say that that is going to happen?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
It's going to happen.
Awesome.
Bring it on. Yes.
Awesome.
At what point before the show will there be attorneys standing by?
We need
the pillow in case something happens.
We need a before the show and after the show. And maybe when Nick, if you want to bring Dom up on stage, maybe you can come out with a little bourbon and do a shot with the crowd.
So that's three shots now.
Exactly.
So we're just going to get completely liquored up and start trashing Anthony Fauci, which I think everybody would love to do. But let's keep in mind here, Greg, we still have to do shows on Friday. So I don't know about you, but
fine.
You know, three or four shots of bourbon on the Thursday, a quick turnaround Friday, you know, the quality of the performance might decline on a Friday. I'm just saying.
By the way, tickets are going really fast. So you need to get them now before they sell out. 1210WPHT.com is where all the ticket information is. If you're in YouTube right now, the boys in the back put the link right in the YouTube chat. So get them right now.
That is correct. So, Dom, I know we've talked about, obviously, the book with COVID. And you're obviously going to spar and debate him, hopefully, on TikTok. Any other topical issues that we're going to be discussing here, whether it's, you know, the election, immigration, the border, you know, strategies? What are we thinking here? Because it looks like, what, an hour and 15 minutes this will be on Thursday night?
Oh, yeah. Well, Rand is very much involved, Nick, in any issue that I think our listeners care about that involves the government, the deep state, without going overboard, you know, without saying crazy stuff. This is the ultimate guy when it comes to the issue of liberty. And I don't know if we'll be able to get any of the photos. He does an incredible thing every year. The government waste thing is like a stand-up comic act of what we're spending money on. Nobody does a better job than Rand Paul at exposing it, entertaining with it, and talking about it. It'll be the inside of all this stuff. What is he thinking? I've had him here when he was running for president. He's a great interview. He's very generous with things, and he's willing to accept, you know, some back and forth on it. And actually, Nick, say stuff that's revealing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think yesterday we played a clip of Rand Paul on the cut sheet where he had the little billboards up of what the government was wasting our tax dollars on.
Amazing clip.
And he was flipping through it yesterday, just showing it was $250,000 for, what was it, a symphony in Baltimore, $1.5 million, something with what, animals in the ocean, right?
To test drinking on tequila versus gin, on what makes you angry and what makes you, $1 million on that.
They could have asked me for $5.
We could do it there that night.
That's what I'm saying. Bring out some tequila, bring out some gin, and see which one of you gets angrier first. I love it.
Imagine a guy mowing his lawn, and this guy attacks him and does a lot of damage to him.
I forgot about that.
All because he couldn't stand his politics. Just sneaks up on, I think he had headphones on, tackles him, big guy too. That's how crazy it gets, some of the attention that Rand Paul gets.
Yep, you're exactly right. It's coming up on Thursday, April 11th from 7 o'clock to 8:15 at the Zlock Performing Arts Center, Bucks County Community College. For those that don't know, that is 275 Swamp Road in Newtown, PA.
Great area,
it
by
is
the way.
Politics and Pints with Dom and Rand Paul.
Yeah, we're doing it like that. That extra twist of the pints in this is something, you know, we haven't tried before. Hopefully people won't get too rowdy.
I would argue it's I would argue it's a welcomed big twist.
It's a good twist. I'm just hoping that people won't start, "Hey, you suck!" You know, like one of those things. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he.
Will you be there? Will they be yelling that at you?
Dom, they're definitely. That's why I'm bringing Nick out on stage.
Yeah.
So people can cheer him, because if I go out on stage, they'll boo me.
This is why Stalker doesn't leave his house. He gets booed everywhere he goes.
The only person that there's unquestionably they won't boo is Dawn Stenslin, but she unfortunately will be in Italy, so she will not be able to attend.
Darn it.
Because, you know, you know, Dawn, I'm looking to do shots with you, too. So.
Right.
I wanted to see that happen. But should we give away a pair of tickets right now?
Let's do it right now.
All right.
I believe the attorneys and all the executives have said it's got to be caller 10.
Yeah,
right?
I got yelled at. They're like, no, we need contest rules. We need this. It's not legal unless we do that. So we have to do caller 10.
All right. Caller 10 right now, 855-839-1210. You will win a pair of tickets for next Thursday to see Dom and Rand Paul. Dom, I'll see you next Thursday. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Nick. Thanks, Greg. Thanks, Dawn. Thanks
You're
for
welcome.
Having me.
Love you, Dom Giordano.
Have a great show today. There he is, Dom.
Woohoo!
Coming up in just about 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Are you going to... You and I can do... Go shot for shot with Rand Paul?
I've been asking you for 2 years to go shot for shot. You just reject me all the time.
Walton K. Martin says, Stalker, I won't boo you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Just get the tickets. Get the tickets before they sell out. I see every line is lit. So there's obviously interest in this. Get the tickets before they sell out. They will sell out quickly. 1210WPHT.com.
All right. There you go. We'll come back and we'll get to what's on tap for the Dawn Show, the last Dawn Show until September of 2027.
That's not true.
She's taking a sabbatical to Italy. She'll be back in a couple of years. And Kathy Barnett will be in the meantime.
Yes.
That plus today in music history and who on Twitter today as we wrap up a Thursday next on Talk Radio 1210WPHT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, as we continue Talk Radio 1210 WPHT on this Thursday morning, we are about to find out what is on tap for the Dawn Show in just a moment. But we do have our winner. He is caller number 10. He has secured a pair of tickets to Pints and Politics with Dom and Rand Paul. He is Greg in Holland, Pennsylvania. Greg, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
We're doing well. Congratulations. You are caller 10. You are the winner, and you are heading out to the Zlock Performing Arts Center next Thursday for some pints, maybe a little bourbon, and the roasting of Tony Fauci. How about that?
Awesome. Awesome. Looking forward to it.
All right. Well, congratulations, Greg. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Greg in Holland, PA, our winner.
Wonder what Greg drinks.
Maybe
you can be celebrity bartender too, Nick.
Yeah, and how about, you know what? Let's make it topless while we're at it. I'll be a topless bartender like a bad 90s sitcom.
Love it.
All right. The Dawn Show coming up in just about 10 minutes, and we find out what she has on tap before she embarks to Italy.
Yes, we have so much going on. A new anti-Trump ad has hit. You want to hear it? We'll play that. We also are going to talk about Dave McCormick. What was he doing? What was he cooking up in South Philly? We'll talk about McCormick, and we'll talk about some concerns for the Dems, why they may be on the losing side. So some new statistics, new polling, new information that you want to hear. And why is it that those so-called anti-violence programs, we now have a new auditor report out for Philadelphia about the fleecing of America, if you will, the fleecing of Philadelphia, as these funds were not even spent much of the funding. So we'll go through all of that. Coming up at 11, Nate Benefield is going to join us. He is an awesome, awesome guy talking about the new campaign from the Commonwealth Foundation pushing to help Pennsylvania students move away from failing schools. And our friend Guy Shiraki needs no introduction, his latest piece and what he's looking at. Man, it's a jam-packed show. We got it all coming right up.
All right, Dawn Show in just about 8 minutes as we get to a Thursday edition of Phil Almquist's Today in Music History.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history.
April 4th, we celebrate the birthdays of Mike Starr of Alice in Chains, Craig Adams, the bassist for The Cult, Gary Moore, Pick Withers, the drummer for Dire Straits, as well as Muddy Waters. We also lost Lane Staley on this day in 2002 and Kurt Cobain on this day in 94. One notable album, ZZ Top, released Rio Grande Mud in 72. Also for Elvis Week in 56, Elvis performed in San Diego.
Oh,
the
God.
Police chief said if he ever returned and performed like he did, he would be arrested for disorderly conduct.
For
Six
being
at number one on
terrible.
This day in 81 with Paradise Theater. And in 2007, the Swedish couple ran into trouble with authorities after trying to name their baby Metallica. Even though the baby had been baptized as Metallica, the name was deemed inappropriate since under Swedish law, both first names and surnames are needed to get approval by authorities. And lastly, Nick, I'll get to you and your Bama delusion tomorrow.
Wow.
Kale and Company.
Wow. Excuse me. All right.
I love
taking shots now. I love it.
I love it.
He doesn't need any shots of bourbon. He's just taking shots at his coworkers and colleagues. Nice work, Philip. As we get to who won Twitter today?
Who won Twitter?
The Brian Pfeiffer wins Twitter. He says, hey, Mountain Dew, one of the first ingredients listed is orange juice. Come on, man.
Is that true? There's actually orange juice in Mountain Dew?
And yellow dye number five.
I'm throwing the challenge flag here. I'm going to go take a look at my local convenience store. All right, that'll do it for us on this Thursday. Stay tuned. Final Dawn Show is coming up next. Dawn, have a great trip to
Italy.
We'll
miss you.
We will miss you.
Miss you guys.
Don't forget about us.
Can't
when you're
wait.
Drinking great wine and having great walks and beautiful weather and good food. How long are you going for, by the way?
It's 12 days in 12 total.
Days,
12 days. I know. You remember Joanne from Park? She just texted me. My girlfriend Anne Marie and her boyfriend Bobby, they're going on your trip.
Awesome.
Oh, beautiful.
So wish you were going too.
ConservativeTours.com. ConservativeTours.com.
The best.
Since we're giving them plugs here.
All right. Dawn is up next. Sean Farish will be in the guest host tomorrow with us. And then Kathy Barnett from 10 to noon. Have a great rest of your Thursday. It looks like the sun is up. And as we always like to tell you, always
know your load.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.